Angel of Liverpool, written and read by Eliza Morton. Chapter 1. Liverpool, 1946.
Saints preserve us! Go back and sit at your desks, girls, exclaimed Sister Boniface, standing at the front of the classroom. She was turning bright pink under her stiff white coif and habit. The row of twitching, excited schoolgirls strained and wriggled in their chairs to get a better look. Evie O'Leary, however, was unusually still, transfixed by the dress on a cream satin-covered hanger that was hooked onto the lip of the hinged blackboard. The creases had been meticulously ironed out only that morning by Sister Mary Clotilda, who was standing beside Sister Boniface, beaming proudly. Carefully, Sister Boniface peeled off the tissue paper, which floated away like gossamer. There was a gasp from the girls. It was the most beautiful thing Evie had ever seen. A spotless white dress with a ruched bodice, falling away in delicate pleats from the waist, that cascaded all the way down to the floor. It had white lace sleeves elasticated at the elbow, and small satin ruffles around the hem.
Now, class, would one of you like to tell us why I have come here today?
Eager hands shot up into the air. Of course, they all knew. They had been talking about this for weeks.
Yes, you, Mary,
said the nun, pointing to a girl with blonde hair in a neat ponytail coiled up on the top of her head.
Come up here and tell us.
The air thickened with expectancy. The girl came to the front of the class.
The crowning of the May, she replied. Perhaps you'd like to tell us about it.
Yes, sister.
The holiest girl in our class will be allowed to wear this dress for the crowning of the May. It's a long dress. No one else will be allowed to wear a long dress, and so that's how everyone in the church will know she's the holiest. Not just holy. Holier than holy.
There was a hushed silence and another intake of breath.
This is going to be a tough contest, girls. This dress is unmatched in its sheer beauty. So whoever I choose to wear it will have to show they are the very essence of goodness and purity. Actually, come to think of it, if I decide no one is deserving, it might not get worn at all.
Sister Mary Clotilda's face fell as she thought of her red raw fingers and tired eyes and the hours she had spent in the diminishing light, stitching, hemming and embroidering the dress with tiny forget-me-nots and crucifixes.
Rest assured, I will be watching each and every one of you.
What if it doesn't fit the holiest girl? Said Eunice, a chubby, wide-hipped 13-year-old with sturdy legs.
Your purpose is not to turn heads, but to turn hearts towards our Heavenly Father, Sister Boniface replied sharply.
Eunice slumped in her chair and went back to sucking on the frayed cuff of her jumper.
But sister, how will you know?
Asked Evie in a small voice. The nun squinted towards the desk at the back of the room.
Know what, Evangeline?
Whether someone is good all the time? What if someone is really holy in school and really bad at home?
Jesus is watching you, Evangeline O'Leary. Don't think you can outwit him. And don't think you can outwit me either. I can safely say that unless there's a dramatic change in your behaviour, you won't get within a sniff of it.
Evie dropped her head.
Sister, what kind of things make us the holiest? Asked another girl, earnestly taking a red pencil out of her box of Lakeland colouring pencils.
Evie guessed that Sister Boniface was about to start quoting the little red catechism book, showing off as usual how she knew the flaming thing by rote.
Well, of course, we can all look to our catechism for clues as to what I'll be judging you.